Hello and welcome back to Pocket Cast. All apologies for the long-awaited episode about Super Robot Titties. It's just such a good game. There's so much to sink your teeth into. We had to extend our playthrough on it. What happened, actually? I think I had a wedding to go to.
You had a wedding.
And then we messed up.
And then we got fucked up that weekend. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
We partied a little too hard for like the first time.
That's what really happened. That's the first time in like well over years.
Dude, it was a surprise party. I don't think any of us were expecting to go hard. No. And then we just went fucking hard for no reason.
Yeah, we did. Well,
that was fun though.
Yeah. Shots will do that every time. Shots will always fuck you up. Don't do them. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Just have a couple cocktails or beers. Go home. Partake in other party favors. Yeah. And then drink some more beers. Don't do shots.
Shots are unnecessary.
They are always unnecessary. I felt terrible. God. I felt bad, but I didn't feel as bad as I should have felt, which is the most terrifying thing once you like hit your 30s, because it just makes you think that the next day is going to be the worst day of your life. If you can get that hangover in the first day, you're probably going to be okay. The earlier you can get the hangover, the better, I believe.
Dude, I hate same-day hangovers, though.
Same-day hangovers? You
start drying up at the end of the day, and you're just like...
Well, that's what you get for day drinking. That's just...
Revenge. I feel attacked a little bit.
I've seen a lot of things for anti-hangovers. They're like pills you can take before you go out and drink.
Oh, like, is that next to the trucker meth?
Right. Even if it's legit, it feels wrong. It's like alchemy, right? Where you have to have fun like that, to get the ego boost, the party bone, to get into that mood and then to really embrace it and have that great of a night, you have to pay a price the next day. Stop doing that with your eyes. You're freaking me out.
I'll do what I want with my eyes.
So I think that those cheats are like, even if it just feels wrong. Even if it's okay for you, it feels wrong. It feels like you were supposed to be hungover the next day. And I was.
Can't cheat death. Can't cheat a hangover.
Yeah.
They'll catch up to you eventually.
Yeah, both will. Yeah. I can tell you from here. Don't worry about it. You look like Wolverine. you look like some poor one of those countries right below Russia. Their version of Wolverine.
Soviet Wolverine.
Yeah, the like little section of Wolverine of USSR left. You know, like this hidden away community. That is, you're their Wolverine. It looks good.
Thanks.
The difference between a good haircut and a bad haircut is 2 weeks.
Dude, it's like 3 days for me.
Nice. That's good. Good for you.
Yeah.
So, as I was saying, we had some robo titties.
Fat robo titties.
Dude,
bro.
I was like, it. I was oh, like, God. When we were first picking this game, or maybe we just landed. It landed on it, right? Or did we pick? I don't remember.
I think we rolled it, dude.
Did we roll it?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Through the old
randomizer.
Scripted lottery machine.
Yeah. I was a little nervous, which is hilarious to say. I mean, when I said it to you even last few weeks ago, it was even ridiculous to say that I felt that it may have been too mature for our audience, but then you reminded me of our subject matter of most episodes.
Yeah, dude.
And at first, when I was playing this at home, I'm a grown adult. I'm getting married in 2 months. We have children together. I am like holding my DS to the side almost. You know, like, oh, I feel so naughty playing this game. But I will say, off the bat, this is one of the most, the most compelling grind I've ever been a part of. Because every time you cancel your attack, this is something we'll get into. We'll get into these details later. when you cancel your attack and the other person comes in.
Yeah.
And it's the big titty chick. They just jiggle. I mean, they're all big titty.
Oh, dude, like, they're just like, just bazookas, like,
she comes
dude.
In and it's this anime cut scene and they just have a great jiggle animation. And then she comes in and kicks ass. That it keeps you going. You're like, I don't mind doing the grind.
Yeah,
the grind isn't
it's worth
so bad.
It.
I get a nice yeah. little titty jiggle every time I'm out here trying to gain levels.
Little DS physics, man. It's beautiful.
It was good. I was, I'm very curious to hear what you thought about this game. This is my second time giving this game a try. And second time through Super Robot Wars OG Saga Endless Frontier.
Plug.
That is the name of the game. It could also be Super Robot Taizen. OG Saga.
Yeah. Original Generation,
yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different. There's 90 titles in this series.
Yeah.
What was I saying? So,
titties.
My my first time through, like, playing this game, I really did not enjoy it that much. I thought it was really boring. This time playing through it, I quite enjoyed it. And then I spoke to you about it, and you let me in about some mechanics.
I did.
And I'm going to keep – like we say that. Like, oh, we're going to keep playing this game. This is an excellent bedtime RPG.
Oh, dude.
Lay it down. Play this a little bit. You'll start kind of falling asleep. And then – there's
– Simmer.
One second. There's something that I think I've spoken about on this podcast. Maybe I have. Maybe I haven't. I'm going to cover it again.
All right.
Something I love, and I don't need help falling asleep. I do love sleeping. I love doing a meditation into sleep. It's you just hit this really nice, I don't know. There's something I love about that. There is something else very similar to meditation, mm-hmm. arguably. RuneScape. And when you're out there doing a tedious task over and over, it's the middle of the day. You know, it's just like that. The sun's coming in and hitting you. You start to get kind of tired. You've been watching some TV show like The Office or something that you don't need to watch. You just have it kind of going while you're, and you start to kind of nod off. And it is the nicest rest. Do you know what I'm talking
it's
about?
It's so peaceful,
it's
dude.
It's the best, most peaceful.
Like right after eating a turkey sandwich.
It is.
Fuck, bro.
It is like, and you have to be nodding off while doing it. It's like. It's the best way to fall asleep. Garfield's Nightmare Land or whatever the fuck that game is called. It's on the DS. It's one of the reasons why we started this fucking podcast.
Why haven't we played it
we'll
yet?
Get to it. We're saving the good ones, man.
Oh,
I'm telling you.
God. But we're taking a solid month for Super Robot Wars OG Saga Frontier.
I fucking love this game. All
right. It was pretty great.
And falling asleep playing this game is very similar to those feelings like that sleep. I love it. This is a good bedtime JRPG, and when I say that, I mean it in the nicest way possible. What did you think of this game?
So at its core, aside from titties, which immaculate, we'll talk more about titties.
You can't say aside from titties. It's a big part of the game.
It is a huge part of the game. In some areas and situations, it's a mechanic. So that's cool. But at its core, it is a turn-based JRPG. Not a huge fan of those usually. It depends, because
really?
Some of my favorite games
so
are
weird for you to say.
I talk about it all the time. It is my lack of patience for the pacing of combat, especially when you have elaborate cutscenes that take a long time, and it's just not something I'm a huge fan of usually.
What are you talking about, the max deal when you say the elaborate cutscenes? Because there really weren't elaborate cutscenes.
No, I'm talking about the genre.
Okay.
In general.
Okay.
It's usually something I don't like about it, and so to I mean, this is, it's a pretty traditional turn-based RPG, JRPG, right?
Eh,
hear me. Take away what actually transpires during combat and look at the, like, just the other elements of the game, and it's overworld traveling, it's dungeon crawling, if that's what you want to call it, right?
Sure, yeah.
The spontaneous combat scenarios, right? Like, at its core, that's Final Fantasy,
yeah,
sure. Right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Granted, the combat is what makes it unique and really separates itself as its own type of game.
Yeah.
And I hated it at first because I wasn't doing any fucking damage. And then you read through, like, those 15, like, tutorial menus, and it's pretty fucking cool.
It is the coolest.
And also robo titties. So
the first game, so you liked it?
I fucking love this game, dude. Yeah.
So I didn't know where to start. Before getting into the story, the combat I think needs to be discussed. Something I noticed, I was watching a video the other day talking about the foundations, the elements of fighting games,
mm-hmm.
and you know where, what's, you know, branched off from where and all that. I feel like this had to be made by people that really liked fighting games. You think about the, like, combat,
right? When
you're watching it, and there's a lot of hand to hand in your turn based. You know, usually when you're playing a JRPG, it's like magic and swords, and there are some swords and they have weapons. But there's also a decent amount of just, like, close quarters.
Yeah.
Cutscene attacks going on. But also, there's a thing called canceling, which is also a term used in fighting games. And canceling is what basically makes combos possible in fighting games, which is something I didn't know until just a few days ago.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have thought about that, you know, with this game. But the canceling is also how you continue combos in this game, because you have a character that goes up to attack your enemy character, and you have five attacks, but each attack is like, you know, 20 hits. They're like just fucking laying down these combos of hits. So you can chain these together. When you chain these together at the right timing, you get a boost to a max meter. We'll cover that part later.
Yeah, that part comes up in a minute.
So then you've got your what can happen, though, near the end of your run, or whenever in your run of, you get a max of 5 hit turns in a row.
Per character.
And then what you can do is push right on your D-pad, and it does what's called canceling that we were talking about. That brings another character in. You get a nice, just a little short cutscene thing of them coming in, which is where you get the nice titty jiggle that we were talking about. Not robot titties. I think she does too sometimes.
Yeah, the one chick is an android.
Yeah.
And then you get some, like, real titties. You get some titties.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
Some no titties. Yeah, yeah.
As is tradition.
Yes, as is true. That's exactly what I was thinking too. I was like, it's only right that there's also the flat-chested chick.
Gotta have diversity and representation across the board. And I really appreciate the commitment to the art.
So, with this canceling, you can then combo on even more. And you were talking about, you'd seen someone that had combos that were like hundreds of hits in a row,
like 400 plus.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's crazy, and it gets really ridiculous and just fun. It's like, fuck yeah, you know.
Oh, dude, getting the timing, like, of it, like between each attack cycle and everything is, and like getting that up there is dope.
Yeah,
it's like, it's fun. It's kind of addictive. It keeps you engaged or puts you to sleep depending on where you're at. But like, it's a fun thing.
It's a very interactive turn based, because it's still turn based, but you have so many inputs to be doing.
Yeah,
and when you're dealing with bosses, you've really got to be
on your shit. Yeah,
you got to make, because it's so funny, because I never had any issues with canceling at the wrong time until I was up at a boss fight, and forever I just started fucking up my cancel, like. Very beginning of one person's turn, I'd cancel and throw someone else in. Like,
you just skip all their moves. Yeah, and you're like, well,
idiot. That person's going to die.
So, I don't want to call you out, possibly, but I do want to address it. You call it cancel, but I think what you're just describing is switching.
I think it's called canceling.
because there is also a cancel mechanic, and it's basically in the same sweet spot typically as switching.
Is that where you get your?
But you okay? So your move set is a predetermined list of available moves that you put in an order, and they cost a certain amount of energy. Calm. Call it what?
It's called calm, right? Combat energy, I would call it.
Yeah.
Because there's also special energy.
Yeah, there's also the special,
which is mana.
But you basically, like, every time you take an action, it burns one of your action points, and then so much of that calm, right? In each, like, attack, like, in each move sequence, because they usually is, it's a series of combo attacks that, like, juggle the enemy in the air typically. Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to touch the ground.
At the three-quarter mark, like three-quarters of the way-ish through a moveset, you can hit your attack button again early to initiate the next one, like in your moveset.
Okay, so either way,
that will cancel the
round. So
well,
I'm right about the combo. But okay, so cancel.
Absolutely. Like,
okay, so I had them mixed.
And so switching, you normally want to do like when it's in the air so you can keep that hit combo going. But for every cancel... Like, and if there's a specific timing during the moveset to cancel, you get a big fucking boost to your max meter gain. And it is fucking fat.
And the max meter is just...
That's a peak right there.
Fucking, what do you call that? And like, I feel like there's a name for that.
Your ult.
Your ult. Yeah,
your ultimate. Your ult. Yeah.
And that's a great cutscene as well. Great jiggle mechanics. Amazing art.
Oh, dude. That is honestly...
Like...
You're putting damage out. Or some other various positive effect is going to happen when you do that. And it's almost like, especially in like just the regular fights, you're really going for perfection in getting your combo up in order to hit your max meter before
it's
over.
Yeah,
kills everybody.
Yeah. Like, I want to do it though.
And they're like, I want to see the special animation with the titties.
This new person, and even without the titties, I will say
it's cool, dude.
Cool.
It is cool as shit.
We got to pull it right here.
It's right here.
Hawken Browning is your main character, and he is kind of a himbo, I would say.
Oh, for sure.
A himbo, Trigun inspired.
I love that. Yeah, agree.
Like space cowboy, and they
Bebopian even maybe.
Maybe it threw a little bit in there. Yeah, he definitely is playing a trope. This whole thing is tropey.
It's a very gimmicky as fuck. I love it.
It's fun. It doesn't take itself seriously. Hawken Browning's though, his max ult move. He pulls that fucking pistol out and it like pulls apart like the Trigun one and just shoots that fucking beam across.
Dude, it is sick.
That's so sick. That is no titties needed. That one is awesome.
Yeah.
So he, I think, it's your only guy. It's your protagonist. And then the game starts out and you and this android chick, Ashen Brutal.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're walking in, right, to like you're inside of like a spaceship or some shit, and like that's where you guys were found as kids or something along those lines. The story is very loose. I mean, it really did not.
There's like zero context.
Yeah, it's very predictable. Where it gets funny though is the conversations between these characters. That's all that matters.
The mundane dialogue is wild.
It is wild. It is unhinged. I think I showed Morgan some of the things. Like I'm laying in bed. I'm just like
just the dialogue.
Look at the thing that he just said. And it's just like, what is the one that got me that I sent to you was. It's like
she texted
a
to
girl
me?
Like you. Princess, what are you doing looking so sad? A girl with a pair of knockers like that should never look so sad. Or like it was something along those lines. It's like it's a crime against humanity for a girl with boobs like yours to look sad. It is just he is the worst. And also though it seems like he's getting no luck whatsoever.
No, dude.
Did you notice that there's a spa that you can go to get healed at?
Yeah.
And so you're taking your whole party there to go to the spa. And Ashen Browning is the only person, like when you go to the spa, because when you're in the towns, it's just those like cut scenes that you're looking at.
Yeah.
And you've got one of your one or multiple characters over the front of it, and it gives you some options of what you can do there. And Ashen has got this big smirk on his face. And then when you leave, after you've gone and gotten healed at the spa and you leave, it shows him frowning.
I did not. Oh, you're talking about Hawken, right?
Yeah, Hawken.
Yeah, Ashen.
I always get their names mixed up.
I know. None of this stuck with me.
I don't
even
remember.
Not even the names, honest
to God. At one
point,
you pick up Kaguya.
Yeah, Kaguya.
Kaguya. Nambu. She's a princess.
She's a fucking big titty princess.
She's well endowed. Endowed?
Yes. Yeah, well endowed.
Thanks. And eventually you pick up Suzuka. And Suzuka is your flat chest. She's not. Is she like a child? She doesn't seem like it.
Taking the appearance of a 14 to 15 year old, though believed to be over. As one does in traditional Japanese animated experiences, to be over 100 years old.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. That is so on T.
Yeah, like she's a little girl. She just takes the appearance of one.
She's 105.
She's 12,000 years
weird.
Old.
It's not weird, so, guys. But I mean, I will say though, like her ult is not like sexualized at all, like the other two are. I mean,
no, because you can't admit to doing that as a studio.
I would say that Ashen Browning is your main protagonist. Or not Ashen.
Hawken.
Hawken Browning. And then Ashen Brutal is your supporting lead, like because they're the two that are, they were just found at a fucking alien crash site when they were kids.
Yeah.
So they, when she... is an and so she's an android, and when Hawken needs her to get into like ballistic mode, she transforms,
overheats, and like yeah,
but it's just like her top just gets removed, and I think maybe some parts of her pants might come off.
Yeah, she becomes like 40% less clothed, like somehow, like just sections of her
and
shit
she's no
disappears.
Longer like robot like.
No, she's a bimbo.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a complete bimbo.
Yep, and then it goes. She's like that for a few seconds, and then back to normal. It is just so exactly what you think it's gonna be every step of the way, and then Hawken says some shit
off the wall every fucking time. I am gonna,
everyone else.
I did find the text. I'm gonna read it verbatim.
Okay.
Like you text me. At 11 p.m. And you're like, what's that line? A girl with a rack like yours should never be that upset. And then you followed up with, that's fucking hilarious. Horny himbo main character as fuck.
Yeah. Yep. That was one of my favorite lines.
Yeah. I said, oh, it's pretty mid so far, but there's something about it, LOL. I'm enjoying it. He said, it's the tits.
It is.
Yeah.
It is, both metaphorically and literally.
And literally, absolutely.
And literally.
It was, like, honestly a fun experience. Once I got a feel for it and, like, understood, like, because even to the combat, I would argue that my earlier comparison to it being just a regular, you know, turn-based JRPG further carries into the combat, except the, like, your main means of attacking. And then it goes into that, like,
oh,
those
like...
combo lists and the, you know, then like that kind of fighter element. But literally, like during a character's turn, everything else is traditional turn-based JRPG. Because you can use items.
You
can juggle. Yeah. You might even be able to juggle
equipment. I would disagree with that. It's really convenient because item uses don't take up a turn. And in my experience,
that is a turn. That is true. That's actually really
nice. You can use as many items as you want. You can do
Skyrim cheese
all the time. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You can just
I just used my magic mostly for healing.
It took me a while to realize that I had magic,
or that the spells were healing because they're not named like cure.
No, you got to go through and read the description because
that's like melted wax heals your entire party.
Well, each person has like an entire heal. Like everyone has the healing one, but everyone's healing one is called something else.
That sounds about right.
Yeah,
it was that. Yeah, it took a minute too. But then
I've been really bad about listening to the audio in games. And I was this week too, very bad about it. And so today I threw the volume on.
That's a treat, yeah?
When they're battling?
Yeah.
Dude, that was the worst fucking thing. And they're just making it like,
it's hilarious.
Just the entire, and they're like, maybe if it was in English and I could understand, because I'm assuming they're also yelling out the names of their attacks.
Absolutely.
But while doing that, the person is still screaming because you're comboing your attacks. And also, if you're comboing
them up
fast enough, they're cutting themselves off. And there's just the screams going on. It is. The music is all right. It's very run-of-the-mill music of what I heard. But it's not worth having the volume on.
I think it's part of the experience.
It is definitely part of the experience. I'm glad I turned it on because I was just sitting there just laughing. I had to turn it off because it was making me laugh so much, actually.
Yeah. It's hard to get those combos when you're laughing your ass off.
It's just ridiculous. This is such a ridiculous game. I love it.
Do you remember what your max combo was? Your highest max combo?
No, I know I definitely made it over 100.
Oh, fuck me. Never mind.
But no, I don't think
I hit like 46 and I thought I was going to crush you.
Oh.
Fuck.
Very good at chaining them together.
God damn it.
Yeah, because one thing you could do was a really obvious one, and the good way to learn is with Ashen, because whenever her attack would turn green, they'd be like a green, like, swift.
Yeah, hers were easy as fuck.
That's when you would, like, time it.
Who's the chick with the fucking fists that are flying out?
That's Ashen.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the one that has the green one.
And dude, Hawkins are kind of a fucking
Hawkins
pain in the ass.
Hawkins were
kind of
hard. There's only one of them that I could consistently get. And then Suzuka, there's only one I could get. And Kaguya, I could never fucking get hers timed.
Hers, I was really good at.
I had that. Hers was the first one I figured out. And then as you go on, you can add new attacks into that attack list that you have.
Yeah.
And once I did that, I messed up the timing on hers, and I just could not
get it back.
Get it back. Yeah. But it was such a strong list.
That I know you can't get rid of it. You're like, this thing fucks. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was there's a nice progression to the like. The grind was not too long. It was not too easy. The first time I played this game, I thought the game was too easy.
And oh, right. Oh.
I don't know.
At the beginning? Like,
yeah,
I could
at the
see.
Beginning,
I
yeah,
could
you're
see.
Really tearing through. But after that, it's just like, you really do got to grind before your boss. It's very just JRPG, run of the mill. I really enjoyed something I noticed today was the consistency of the art in when you went into a battle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're on a bridge in the battle, you're on a bridge.
Yeah. No, I know what
you're
saying. If you're
in the woods, like, and it paid a lot. There was a difference between, like, the foothills by a mountain and the grass just a little bit away from it when you got into a battle. Now, what wasn't consistent was the rate of random encounters.
Oh, dude.
You go, like, 4 miles, nothing.
Nothing.
And then
15 in 2 feet. You're like,
I'm getting slaughtered right now. Like, I'm running out of shit.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
But I did get to the point where I was starting to just murder stuff in the overworld. And it is, once again, we can talk about this all the time. It did a good job of satisfying when you got to backtrack to go get items to continue on with your next boss battle. When you're going back through and now you're just slaughtering everyone.
Yeah.
Feels good, man. Because you're like, I don't want to go all the way back. And then you realize it's not that far back. You can just murder everyone and everything. It's great. Fucking love this game. I really did. I think I will continue to play this game, like I said.
Hell yeah.
I feel like there's going to be something else to cover about this, though.
Ah, man. At the depth wasn't really there. Like, or maybe we just didn't get far. I will be honest. I kind of skimmed some of the rest of the plot. Couldn't tell you what the fuck is going on. It seems cool, though. There's, like, these fucking space gates or...
Yeah, so I do know. You've gone through the space gate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Space gate. Those are kind of cool. That seems like a cool, interesting thing.
I do think the concept kind of these worlds are all connected. It seemed like it was a new connection with these space gates.
Yeah, it like knowing nothing of the overall plot of the series.
Yeah,
like it seemed like this was their introduction, like it had just happened.
Yeah,
but like, oh, I have no idea where this thing fits in the grand scheme.
Sidetrack here.
Hmm. Side away.
Kingdom Hearts.
Okay.
I've started playing Kingdom Hearts.
Which one? Just Kingdom Hearts?
Kingdom Hearts. I got the. There's a remake on the Switch. Like,
hell yeah.
So I've been playing the first one because Ren is all about Mickey and
fuck
Goofy.
Yeah.
And
oh, I bet he's so, loving like, you he's like, playing
yeah,
that shit,
yeah, yeah,
dude.
Yeah,
hell
I want
yeah.
I play this game. So that's been enjoyable. What the fuck is going on? I'm not even far into this game. Have you ever played these games?
I have played some Kingdom Hearts, dude. Kingdom Hearts is fucking
because
cool.
I
don't remember dick about the
story. I knew
story.
Getting into this one that Kingdom Hearts is kind of weird with its, like, they released the first one, but it's not chronologically
the
beginning
first one.
Of the
yeah,
story.
No.
Right? And I was like, oh, I bet that's just, like, you know, retcon things. No, they knew what the fuck they were doing
yeah.
from the get. Because you're on a beach. It reminds me of this game is kind of why I'm talking about this.
Interesting.
Just because of the space gates and how the worlds are connected.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Because, like, and
fuck, I did not draw that correlation.
In that game is you're these kids on a beach. It seems like you're homeless kids on a beach.
Yeah.
You're like stranded. Like,
it's like right? living in the trees.
Yeah. And then Sora is having like a nightmare or something in a house. And he leaves the house. He runs away from the house to go like check on their raft and everything.
Yeah.
So but there's no house on the island. There's no it
weird.
It's really confusing because the other girl, Kiera or something like that.
Yeah.
She's there, and she says that she has no idea how she got there, like where she's from. She has amnesia. So it really gives the feeling that this is like Lord of Flies. These kids are
yeah.
the only ones on the island. So is that all a dream? I mean, don't spoil it for
I'm not
me.
Spoiling shit for you.
But it is like, it's one of those things where you're like, is this bad writing, or is this going to be revealed later? Like, I am so...
I'm going to be honest. I don't remember enough about... The overarching story, overarching.
What I another reason I bring that up, stop it, is I think it would be fun because we plan to do Kingdom Hearts. We're playing Kingdom Hearts eventually.
It will happen.
And we're gonna have Lexi on. It'll be a fun next extra fun time.
It'll be fucking dope.
That is like. Third or fourth in the series.
Chronologically? Yeah.
Yeah, not in the series, but chronologically.
Was that a PlayStation game?
What?
Kingdom Hearts?
PlayStation 2.
2?
Yes. Okay. And then I'm not sure if it's chronologically, but I know... Yeah, chronologically there's like a movie or something at the beginning.
Okay.
And then there's a mobile game. And then there is Kingdom Hearts 1. After Kingdom Hearts 1 comes the Game Boy Advance game.
Okay.
Which is a card kind of fighter. I don't know how to describe
Interesting.
That. It's there's a list you can pull up. Go down to the Reddit one right here.
This one?
Yep.
Hell yeah.
So
oh, shit, yeah.
You've got Kingdom Hearts Rechain of Memories is the Game Boy Advance one.
Okay, yeah.
We're Pocket Cast. We're a Nintendo DS podcast, but we're also a Nintendo handheld podcast.
Evolution at its finest.
Mm. So, technically, the Switch can fit in your pocket.
What are the out of a pair of fucking, oh, God.
No,
those,
dude, they fit in my pocket.
What are those fat pants?
The Jinkos?
Yeah, Jinkos.
Yeah. So,
dude, yeah, I guess I'm thinking I could totally fit.
I think it would be fun to play through Kingdom Hearts series at least to the point of like Kingdom Hearts, Rechain of Memories, and then 358 Days 2. Because you've got that one is on the Switch, or you can emulate it. I would recommend emulating it because the one on the Switch is cloud version, and right now I'm not loving it.
Hmm.
It's a little choppy. And then, like I said, Rechain of Memories is Game Boy Advance. 358 Days/2 is Nintendo DS. So I am personally going to keep playing Kingdom Hearts because it's something I'm doing with my kid.
Fuck right? Yeah.
But I also don't want to spoil it.
That's fair.
Yeah. That's and fair. I don't know if they're spoilers or not because of how fucking weird these games are. If I can just kind of like plop in and out and everything be fine. I think it'll be fine. Either way, I would like you to experience Rechain of Memories as well. So someday when we get to Kingdom Hearts, which we're not doing right now, we've got a spooky October planned. We didn't pick a second game.
No, we didn't.
Mm. So, any hoodle.
Mario 64. Just wanted to
let you, the fans know, and Ed know, a future plan of mine.
Kingdom Hearts.
Deep dive. I also want to do a... It might be spoiling ourselves.
What?
If we were to do... I'm just going to say right now, with it being October, last year we noticed we didn't do anything spooky for October.
We didn't.
So we're going to do Dementium 2... Is it Dementium the Ward 2 or Dementium?
No, I think Dementium the Ward is the first game.
Okay.
And I think this is just Dementium 2. Although, fuck, you're going to make me look it up.
It doesn't matter.
I'm playing Dementium anyway. 2.
The sequel to the horror FPS game that we loved. I don't think we had anything bad to say about that game.
No, it was good.
I think we had a couple, you know, gripes. But, no, it's a great game. I told you earlier, I remember this game... I remember playing this when I was younger.
Oh, shit, that's a hand coming out of her mouth?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not have that figured out.
Yeah, it's a little spooky.
That is
so
gross.
I remember once when this game came out, I liked the first one, and I remember getting kind of like, it was kind of samey, you know? I remember this game really pulling me in when I was younger. I fucking loved this game. So I'm very looking forward to this.
Interesting.
Now, would it be too much to spoil ourselves? Castlevania is kind of...
spooky? Yeah. Kind
of spooky.
Bro, you're going to make me nut.
So...
what's the next one?
Well, it doesn't matter because we played the last one in the series, like, chronologically.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got Dawn of Sorrow.
That's what we played.
That we played. And then there is... why is it only pulling up Dawn of Sorrow?
That, I think that might be the only
It's one. Not. There's three of them.
For there, sure?
Yeah, for sure. There's...
ooh, the Portrait Dominus of Rune collection? Is that?
Yeah, there's something on the Switch that just got released.
On the Switch?
That's a collection of Castlevania...
oh, that's...
the DS games, I think.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Portrait of Rune, Dawn of Sorrow, and Order of...
Ecclesia?
Ecclesia.
Okay.
Look up Order of Ecclesia. Because I have played Dawn of Sorrow a good amount. You looked up the ROM.
Oh, yeah, I did. That's not what I want.
Silly Ed.
Silly Ed. The internet's for not idiots.
I mean, I don't know what there's to look at. It's a Castlevania game.
Yeah.
Do you want to do it?
Fuck yeah, dude.
All right. So, we're going to really spoil ourselves.
Yeah.
We're going to run out of Metroidvania, Castlevania games.
Oh, I know. But you know what? That's not our problem right now.
That's a future us problem. That's a
future us problem. Sorry about
it. Yeah, deal with it, guys.
Yeah. Oh, God. We haven't taken a hit to the queue in a, like a year.
Like taking a bad, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, let's be honest.
It's hard to motivate yourself to play something known you know bad is going to be bad. Yeah.
Or even just one that you know you won't enjoy.
Mm-hmm. We did Tingle's thing.
That was... We didn't, though, because we didn't really play it.
But we also did the Zelda one.
We also really didn't play that.
Kind of played it.
Did we?
I mean...
Fletcher? Yeah, let's see. I mean, listen. We did cross them off the list, technically. We did. We recorded an entire, hour of content.
It, right? That's what we say. We've experienced the game. We may not have played it very much, but yeah,
we got the gist.
You know, I've never been a fan of like touristy shit. I always want to get the cultural experience. And sometimes you can get that culture experience really fast.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah. And I think we got that one on those two.
I think we did. I think we definitely did. Oh man, dude. October's going to be a good month.
It is. So I've not been playing anything on my computer. So this is going to be a blast for me.
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit earlier, but I've been playing Blasphemy. Fuck. Steam's actually doing a 1 and 2 sale.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'd seen the second one came out, and I was telling you earlier, I had so much trouble getting into it, but talking to you about it, I'm going to play that. Once again, though, I am at the point. One of the reasons why I'm playing Kingdom Hearts, my son is paying attention.
I was going to say.
And that is
not a paying attention game for the little boy.
Not at all.
Any of the kids.
You know.
Those executions in that game, bro.
I played Bioshock around him. He loved that game.
I bet he fucking did.
That's the last game I really had where he really wanted to sit down before Kingdom of Hearts. It was the last game where he would sit down and watch me play a game. And he was like a year old, maybe.
Visually, though, that is a fun game to watch.
Oh, yeah.
That game actually...
It's beautiful.
Like, the first one, Bioshock?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that game actually, like, going back and replaying it, I'm, like, a little spooked out, you know?
It is, I'm glad to hear that, because I had issues. It's a little spooky. It freaked me out, yeah.
There's a lot of darkness in that game. I don't remember it being that dark.
I want to play the second one, but I'm also... There's a heartbreak and... You know, not finding the rest of the story, I guess. I mean, you know the rest of the story. The story is finished at the end of Bioshock 1. There is no cliffhanger, right?
Yeah.
And that's fine. And I'm glad that they don't try to, like, continue on a story that's done. But sometimes you experience heartbreak. And you're like, I'm not ready to go back, man. I'm not ready to move on from whatever the fuck that guy's name was. It's not Booker.
No, that's Bioshock 3. God damn it. You said Booker, and now I can't think
of the... Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's not Atlas.
No.
They're supposed to be making a TV show
about... Oh, fuck. I would watch... Well, who's doing it?
So, do you remember...
Dude, why does this camera make me look like I have such tiny hands?
You do.
Do you see? I do not have small hands.
It doesn't make your hands look that small. Do you remember back in the day... When video game movies were like always bad,
notoriously,
there was a German director that was responsible for that for a lot of them, and so he made a movie for the game Postal.
What?
But it was very self-aware. Like, they make fun of him in the movie for making bad video game movies.
Is that recently?
Like, no, this is... Like, there are jokes. There are 9/11 jokes. And they're pretty early on to be telling 9/11 jokes. I don't think this is like... It's pre-2010, I'd say. I think it's probably 2005, something like that.
Damn.
It's a funny... It's a blast of a movie. Bad movie still, but...
Live action?
Yeah. Yeah. All of his movies are. God. I wish I could remember the guy's name, but you can look up. I think he did Doom as well, the one that had The Rock in it, and at one point it goes FPS, which was kind of cool, but people also hated it. I liked it. I think I was like the right age for it. That I was like, hell yeah, which was, by the way, Super Robot Wars, OG Saga, Endless Frontier is a hell yeah fucking game, dude. This is
it is a hell yeah game.
I was kind of disappointed to not just hear constant, when I finally turned the music on, it should have just been just shredding the entire time.
Oh, just hardcore, just like metal, electronic, like 80s, guitar riff.
80s metal, guitar. Like hair metal maybe. and just because that's what that game is. It's yeah. Like, hell yeah.
That would have been dope.
Yeah. I lost track now.
It was like, you were on a good rant, dude. I didn't want to. I don't want to cut in.
It's okay.
You're killing it.
I was lost it though.
You're absolutely putting down content.
Well, what led me there? What just led me right there? It's gone. Gone in the wind. You were just so along for the ride.
I was just here, dude. I was just taking it
and just experiencing it.
I was just in the moment, bro.
It was good. Oh, we were talking BioShock.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then
that evolved from BioShock?
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Enjoy that one.
That
guys.
Was good, yeah.
I think it's about time to call it.
Oh, is
I
it?
I don't think we can drag this out anymore.
Yeah, you know, it was a fun game. Not a whole lot going on in there. Like, diversity-wise, it was pretty... I stand by, it was kind of a mid-game, but the fucking combat was honestly a lot of fun.
It's mid in the way... Really early on, we talked about mid not being a bad thing.
Yeah, this is a good mid.
This is a good mid.
Yeah, this very enjoyable experience, but also, don't look for a lot of depth.
Having looked at it a little bit, the amount of, like, gameplay in this game is just, like, it's, like, 90 hours or something like that. I don't remember.
It's a
exactly,
long
but it's
fucking
a long
game.
Fucking game. So, when back in the day when you were paying, you know, shelf price for this, I think you'd be happy. I don't think you would be. I mean, you might be a little bit, like, yeah, I think you knew what the fuck you were getting when you bought this game.
One would think. Well, I don't know. North America only had 5 out of those 90 titles released, and even then, one of those is only technically. I don't even think it was.
No, I don't think it was.
This was 4.
Yeah,
it was 4 North American titles. So maybe not so much as an American, perhaps.
But I'm willing to bet the box art let you know.
Oh, you're buying titties.
Also, this was Atlas.
This game satisfies.
And so Atlas on the DS was always putting out the like awesome pre-order package deals. And I do remember this one having a pre-order deal.
No
and
shit.
There was some hype behind this game coming out.
Huh.
So there
that's
were
what's
people
up.
That were, they knew what the fuck they were getting. And
honestly, I think you would have had a hard time convincing me that I would have liked it. But yeah, it's a good time. If you haven't played it, any of these games or
which
this
no
game specifically,
well,
pop in there.
And then the thing is, this is different from every other game in the series. All the other games, because this was a branch off, at least it stops in North America here. This is all you get of OG Saga, maybe even Endless Frontier. I can't remember if Endless Frontier is just the game. I think it is. This game is could just be called Endless Frontier.
It can. It takes place in the OG Saga.
Part of the OG Saga, which is part of the Super Robot Wars series. It's a lot to take in because of like how many games there are.
Yeah, you're like two bullet point indentations deep.
So I think there was a... There's probably a large... You know... So when this game came out, I guess we're still going.
Yeah, we're still plugging away.
So when this game came out, like I said last episode, it was around the same time as like Tokyo Beatdown or something along those lines, which is where you play as like an 80s beat cop walking the streets. And it's a beat 'em up side scroller.
Oh, hell yeah.
You also had there's a surprising amount of shmups on the DS. You've got the retro arcade challenge games. There was in the later lifespan, I would say, of the DS. You've got shovelware and shit coming out for kids. But I think people kind of realized that the market on this was old Nintendo fans. So they started making things that were marketed towards people that were like, hell yeah, dude, 80s, you know, cartoons and the cheesy pizza. I don't know. There's a certain the hell yeah mentality of it.
The demographic of
New Jersey.
Yeah.
80. The guys that were playing arcades in the 80s in New Jersey fucking love the DS. and some of its games, and it started that. Feeding it. And games like Super Robot, the one that we did,
literally faster than saying the name of the game.
Yep. So there's a few games that we'll run into along the way. Keep it in mind.
Fair enough.
And you're like, oh, that's
this was a like a who is an this interesting game for? Blend. I maybe Die Hard. You know, series fans.
That's what I'm saying. And like,
but again, just like, this one's different, big time. Like, not only a different genre, but like a weird blend of that genre.
It is, and like I said, it's definitely gonna have some kind of fighting game influence on it. I felt it.
Yeah, the combos are fun. It's just such a unique experience. And again, not super being excited to come into another turn-based JRPG. Pleasantly surprised.
It was, yeah.
It was just such a different pacing. Definitely maxed my chief complaint about those games, which is it's just a slog all the time. And I want to get through game and plot a little bit faster than that. Definitely maxed that out because these fights are long as fuck. Even the short ones are pretty fucking long. Well, but it's fun as shit.
There's not a whole lot of plot to carry on.
No, you're like walking between dialogue and battles.
I'm just battling and looking at boobs, man. That's all that I'm
doing. Yeah, battling really, and boobs.
And that's why it's good for bedtime.
Battling boobs, bedtime routine.
You got the fucking title right there.
I got to remember it long enough to be able to plug it in, too.
All right, I remember it's near at the end of the episode.
All right, hold on. Battling boobs, bedtime. All right,
so the way that we're doing this...
Schedules.
We'll be on the right schedule, right? Like,
well, our releases won't, technically. Probably.
What's new?
Yeah, what's fucking new? We'll take 3 weeks, technically, before we record another episode because we busy people with lives. We're not slaves to the podcast, to the cast. But then we're going to do them back-to-back weekends. And that way we'll still be on track, technically.
Okay.
Yeah, so a month from now we'll be back on track. But two episodes will come out. Boom, boom.
So there won't be an episode for a month?
For three? Well, if it takes me a week to edit it, then okay. Yeah.
Got you.
But if I don't take forever to edit it, it'll be like 3 weeks and a day or two.
Okay, there you go.
Boom.
Boom. See you in 3 weeks or in a day or two.
Or a month from now. Zero promises.
We're coming at you with some hot new games. They're not new.
Not new.
New to you.
New to you, possibly. New to us.
New to you.
New to me.
Yeah. The Castlevania one's new to me. Looking forward to
it. Oh,
that.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to both of these. I'm stoked.
I am stoked as well. And honestly, I'll probably cheat and play a little bit of both of them for a month. That'll be fat.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, thanks. All right, catch you nerds next time.
Peace.
All right, I'm still recording though because I'm going to do some dead air and like some just random vape hits and some water drinks.
Okay.
And then see what that looks like.
Yep.